We'll begin standing with feet hips distance apart, pressing the feet into the ground and lengthening up through the top of the head. Inhaling, reaching the arms up and over the head. Exhaling, bringing the arms back down to the sides of the body. Inhaling, reaching up, lengthening through the fingertips. Exhaling, releasing the arms down. Long arms as we inhale up. Relaxed arms as we exhale down. We'll do this one more time. Inhaling, arms up. Exhaling, arms down. And then we'll bring arms up in front of the body at shoulders height. This time on the inhale, let's open the arms out to the sides of the body, palms up, thumbs back. Exhaling, bringing the palms back together in front of the body. Big inhale to open and stretch through the chest. Exhaling to open and stretch through the upper back. Another big deep breath opening, and then palms come together. We'll let the arms come down to the sides of the body and we'll start to make some circles. The circles can be small as we start, and then we'll turn them into bigger circles as the shoulders start to feel more comfortable. And then we can turn those circles into the opposite direction, feeling the shoulders warming. We'll let the arms come back down to the sides of the body and start to make some neck circles. So we're gently going to bring the chin down toward the chest, looking up and over the left shoulder, and then back down to the chest, looking up and over the right shoulder. Again, towards the chest, up and over the left, towards the chest, up and over to the right. We can make this half circle just another couple of times, feeling the muscles in the neck starting to warm. And then we'll start to move the circles into our wrists, gently rolling the wrists in one direction and then in the opposite direction. And then let's start to bring the circles into the hip joints. We'll start to balance on our left foot, bringing the right knee up in front of the body. From here, we'll start to make clockwise circles with the bent leg to feel the movement in that right hip joint. Switching directions, moving counterclockwise through that right leg and hip. And let the right foot come back down to the ground, and let's lift the left leg, bending the knee. And we'll start clockwise circles with the left leg. And now some counterclockwise circles. Our last circles will be on our ankles. Again, standing on the left foot, let's lift the right foot off the ground and make circles in one direction with the right ankle. And then circle in the opposite direction. We'll let the right foot come to the ground and lift the left, rolling the ankle. And switching directions. As we let the left foot come back down to the ground, let's go ahead and move into a wide stance. Stepping our feet out to the distance of our outstretched arms, turning toes out and thighs out. Inhaling, we'll reach our arms up and over the head. Exhaling, bending our elbows and knees so that our knees point towards our pinky toe. Inhaling, arms up. Exhaling, bending elbows and knees. Another plié squat, lengthening up. Exhaling, sinking down. And then we're gonna keep this wide stance, turning our toes forward. We'll bend the right knee, pressing our weight back toward the right heel, moving into a side lunge. Straightening the leg, we'll lift back up, And then we'll bend the knee, repeating this movement. Inhaling to straighten the leg, exhaling to bend into that side lunge. Still on the right side, inhaling up, exhaling to bend. And the next time that we lift, we'll go ahead and move to the left side, bending the left knee, moving into that side lunge, inhaling to stand, exhaling to bend, inhaling to stand, feeling the stretch in the inner thigh, feeling the strength in the legs. And then this last time that we come up, we'll find this nice wide stance. We'll reach both arms straight out to our sides, and then let's reach the right hand down toward our left ankle with a gentle twist of the spine. We'll come back up to center and reach the left hand down toward our right ankle. Inhaling as we lift, exhaling as we bend and twist. Continuing to move one hand toward the opposite ankle, coming up in between. Feeling that warming sensation through the hamstrings and through the spine. And then let's go ahead and we'll come back to standing with feet hips distance apart once again. We'll raise our right arm up and over the head to the left. Let's go ahead and let that right arm release down. And then we'll take the left arm up and over to the right. Releasing down. So again, we'll find the inhale as we lengthen up, reaching with the arm, releasing on the exhalation. Feeling again that warming through the spine as we take that side to side movement. And then we'll let both arms come back down to rest at our sides. From here, we're going to start to bend both knees to sit back into an imaginary chair. As we sit into our chair, the arms can reach forward to help us balance. And then we'll straighten the legs and let the arms come back to our sides. Same thing again, sitting into chair, arms forward, standing with arms to the sides. A few more times. Sitting back, reaching with the arms, standing, releasing the arms. Again, feeling warmth through the legs, the muscles strengthening and stretching. And then from here, we'll come back to a standing upright position. And let's gently bend our knees. Hinging at the hips, we'll bring our hands toward the ground into a forward fold. We'll lift halfway, letting the hands come to the shins, just under our knees. Then we'll move back into a forward fold as we exhale, lifting halfway as we inhale. Exhaling down, inhaling, half lift. Waking up the hamstring muscles, waking up the spine. As we finish this last forward fold, we'll come all the way back up to standing, and we'll bring the feet a little wider than hips distance apart. We'll bend the knees gently and bring our hands to our thighs. Let's round the spine to look like a Halloween cat. And then we'll move the spine in the opposite direction to lengthen the top of the head and the tailbone toward the sky. Exhaling, rounding the spine into cat. Inhaling, into cow. A few more breaths. Exhaling, rounding the spine. Inhaling, lengthening, and lifting. And then we'll go ahead and come back up to standing. Feet are hips distance apart. And let's step the left foot back, placing the left heel on the ground. And we'll start to bend the right knee to feel the stretch in the lower left calf muscle, the lower left part of our leg. We'll straighten the right leg to relax the stretch. And then again, we'll bend the right knee to deepen it. Straightening and bending that front leg, feeling the stretching and lengthening in the left calf. And then we'll start to step left foot forward. And we'll step right foot back, pressing the heel down into the ground, bending the front knee to deepen a stretch, straightening the front knee to relax the stretch. So we feel those calf muscles waking up as we bend and straighten. And then again, we'll come back to standing, feet hips distance apart. And we'll come into a left foot stepping back one more time. This time the heel stays off the ground in a lunge. We're gonna focus the eyes to help us keep our balance. And then we're gonna start to bend the left knee toward the ground to feel a stretch in the front of the left hip. We'll straighten the leg to lift back up and then repeat this movement. This helps us to feel a stretch in the hips, but also feel strength in the front thigh. Let's do this a few more times. Inhaling as we lift and exhaling down. One more time. And let's step forward. We'll step the right foot back. Heel stays lifted. And then let's bend the right knee towards the ground, straightening it to lift. Bending the knee, exhaling. Straightening the knee, inhaling. A few more times, building flexibility and strength. And lastly, we'll step forward one more time into mountain pose with arms by our sides, feet hips distance apart. Inhaling, let's reach both arms up over the head and try to lengthen from our feet all the way through the top of the head and all the way up through our fingertips. Taking a few deep breaths here as we continue to lengthen and create space for the lungs to expand. And then letting the arms come back down to our sides. Let's roll the shoulders a few times to relax the body. And then we'll shake everything out as we move into our rehearsal.